Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And you're going to be glad you're with me because I'm excited about having our good friend Judith Glaser. Dr. Judith Glaser is here, ladies and gentlemen. She is an organizational anthropologist. She's the founder and the CEO of Benchmark Communication, the chairman of the Creating We Institute. She is the author of Conversational Intelligence, which is absolutely an amazing book. We knew her when she was just getting that school of thought working, and she's our good friend Judith Glaser. Welcome back to the show.
I'm so thrilled to be here today.
Always
like an exciting day.
Always
day.
A pleasure to have you back. And guess what? This is your ninth anniversary with us.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah, how about that?
Unbelievable. To have a friend that long is pretty cool.
I know. And when it's me, that's like a cherry on top, isn't it?
That's the story
I'm sticking to. Hey, Judy, one of the things I love about our Brain Trust is they're always doing exciting, important things. And there's a group called the Conference Board that I've been tracking and reporting on their research for years. But they're in New York City, and you spoke to them recently, right?
Actually, yesterday I did a keynote for them.
Okay.
And I found out that they've been around for 99 years.
Long time. When I first started doing my show, I started using their research on consumer confidence and on the economy. They were doing a lot of good stuff. And so I've been talking about my audience about them for a long time. So tell me, I'd like for you to tell the audience what you talked to them about.
So I had a keynote that was it was about conversational intelligence, but it was about the 0.07 second effect that takes place when people connect when they have conversations. And
0.07
seconds. That in 0.07 seconds, human beings are designed, hardwired, to pick up an energy field that connects them to other people. And in 0.07 seconds, we can tell if we can trust somebody or not.
That's fast.
It's that powerful.
Point zero seven seconds.
And this is science. This is not, I didn't make it up. I'd love to have made it up. It sounds pretty wild, but but it's really true.
Talk about you never get a second chance to make a good first impression.
Well, that's it. It's the first impression. That's what we all know. I mean, how many of us, you know, we feel that, right? Even if you're not trained to feel it, your body knows it, and you can ignore it and pretend that you don't see it, which creates a blind spot for you, but it's there. And actually, children pick it up faster because that's where nobody's telling them, oh, that's not true, I really love you, or...
Because they're just watching you. They're not even... You're probably not even talking to them. They're just... They're standing beside the adults watching you.
They scan. We scan each other. I mean, you know, we pick up, we look around real quickly, and we summarize it in our brain in some way that we don't know yet. I mean, maybe you don't know exactly where. Well, we do know that the lower brain, the amygdala, which is the place where fear, fight, flight, freeze,
the reptilian,
that is part of the system that reads how fast. Because if it needs to protect, then it has to go and get into activation.
If the person is a close talker and they move into you.
Like say this again.
If the person is a close talker, you know, close talkers have to get real close to you.
Oh, right, the close talker, right. And what does that mean? What do you think that means?
Well, I just think that you said the amygdala. If that person, if you meet them and they first thing they do is grab your hand and pull you toward them, and they try to get real close to you, well, you're gonna respond to that. Even whether you like all the other stuff about them, you may not like that.
And that's, I have a colleague who does that because he believes that when he pulls somebody close and gets into the 9-inch space or the 4-inch space, like his nose is almost on top of yours, he does that to assert his authority.
That's right. And there's another thing there, though. It's not just to be aggressive, but it could also be to hold you off. Because if they establish, in a weird way, it actually demonstrates their lack of confidence, not overconfidence. Because see, if they can establish their dominance first, you won't find out that they're not really dominant. They're not really confident. You see what I mean?
Well,
like people who you know, it's all about them. They never talk about it. Always comes back to them. Or if they grab your hand and pull you toward them, when somebody does that to me, that tells me that there's a confidence issue here.
Yep.
So I want to continue, folks. This is Judy's always on the cutting edge of stuff, and this everything she teaches us is about how to be better, more productive executives and business people. And she's going to help us more with this after these messages. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
That's right. No matter what the
piece. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.